DW.
Absolutely, it's going to take young people to change this conversation. Young people care about the environment. They've grown up in an education system where climate and the environment was a big part of kind of the curriculum, and they realize that this is an important issue, no matter what political side they're on. It's actually proven statistically as to why Republicans struggle with young people. So it's going to take a lot of young conservatives and independents to reach out and say, this, you know, this issue matters to me, and it's really harmful that we're either being silent on it or we're taking the wrong stances.
I previously talked to a member of the Sunrise Movement. They're really pushing the Green New Deal. Can I get your thoughts on that first, and then second, perhaps your answer to it as an organization?
In my opinion, the Green New Deal is a showcase of what's wrong with the environmental movement. It's polarizing, it's divisive, it's unrealistic, it's a feel-good legislation. When you look at the United States, we're not at a point where we can go 100% wind and solar by 2030, 2050, or even 2100 at this point. You need to have a combination of different energy sources in an increase of renewables and clean energy sources. And that includes nuclear, and that includes hydropower, and that includes biomass, and that includes, you know, even natural gas as part of the portfolio moving forward. And you're going to have to clean, you know, you're not just going to phase out fossil fuels overnight. And so you're going to have to make sure that they continue to improve the way that they're doing emissions. Again, with the American economy and where we are as a country in terms of energy, it is legitimately not possible without pouring in trillions of dollars into it. So I think what it comes down to is that you need to be able to have a policy that is economically and environmentally sound. You know, we think that it needs to be more incentive-based. It needs to be more technologically-based. It needs to be more market-based. We think that there are a lot of market incentives already to be environmentally sustainable. And you look at the way that America is moving right now, we have 150 companies that have pledged to go 100% renewable or clean by 2030. And that's allowed us to already start driving down our emissions in the United States. And we're already starting to transition to clean energy. So we need to be able to support what's already happening through a federal policy that is good for the economy and the environment.
Can you explain your organization's approach to climate change and, you know, in an ideal world, what you would like to see some of those policies addressing climate change be?
Where we stand on it is that climate change is real. It's human caused, and that we know that technology and innovation and the market are going to be really important to solving the problem. Because without new technologies and without new innovations and without the market doing the right thing and without companies doing the right thing and without industry doing the right thing, climate change won't be able to be eradicated. When it comes to a federal policy, you need to be able to incorporate it so technology and innovation aren't being held back by the policy and that the market isn't being held back.
What do you guys as an organization think of as the most effective way to bring people to the table on this conversation, both regular citizens as well as politicians?
What it comes down to is that young people and just people in general want things that relate to them. And so being able to say, okay, this area that you live by has changed because of climate change, and they can say to themselves, oh, wow, you're right, or yeah, I've noticed that. So it's something where it's tangible, it's relatable, they understand it because it's something close to them. A global problem to most people, especially those outside of the environmental conversations, just isn't relatable at all, and it's hard to believe because it's not tangible. And so people believe what they can see and what they know and what they understand, and there's absolutely zero way they are going to convince people who are already skeptical of a global problem without making it tangible to them. DW.